Labeling yourself with a single memory is pigeonholing and limiting yourself when you are and have been everything. You are and were everything. You are unlimited and eternal. Cassia Avera. Extractions and Their Problems, Part 4. Cassia speaks directly to those who remember. Hello again, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are all very well. I am Marie Swaru. I would like to continue with something that I started talking about in my previous video, this time from the point of view of outside Earth. But this time, I would like to introduce to you Cassia Avera, who is one of Alanin's direct helpers, and one of her royal guards, who will speak directly to those who have memories or dreams of who they were or have been before. This is Cassia's message, but put into words, written and prepared by me to be published here. When you incarnate on Earth, it is not the same as a reincarnation of someone 5D in 5D. As I said in my previous video, a multidensity incarnation leads to the personalities, who and how they are, of both beings being different, even though they are both experiences of the same soul in higher planes, because the context is different. When it is an incarnation on Earth, and having the veil of forgetfulness, the fragmentation of the soul can occur more strongly, so that a person who on Earth can remember having been another being from outside the Earth, is not necessarily seen as a 5D being by the stellar races, and for this reason, it cannot take the place of that stellar being once the terrestrial person is extracted. Because that place and role are not his, it belongs to the 5D person that he remembers having been. And here comes the ethical issue and the conflict with inhabiting multiple bodies. This is when it is said that two bodies, having the exact same DNA frequency, accept or tune into the same signal from the soul, with a single consciousness present in both bodies and controlling both simultaneously. However, what happens here more commonly is simply that these two identical people separate into two points of attention, that is, into two souls, as happens with identical twins, that is, they are not the same person in the end. Suppose you remember your family and friends, or your job off Earth. Would it be correct that, if you are extracted, you would want to recover that family, those friends, or that job? What would happen to that 5D being who is the one who lives that story that you remember? Would it be correct to claim or demand that he must leave and disappear for you to stay with his life? I ask. Suppose another scenario, you are from another time, you are extracted, but all that family that you remember, those friends, that job is not there waiting for you. Perhaps those people have not even been born yet or, on the contrary, they died a long time ago. How would you feel? Who would you claim? Can you see the pain it would cause you and the emotional problems you would suffer? Last scenario. Suppose that the 5D person that you remember being is not currently alive outside of planet Earth, but the members of that family, friends, and co-workers are. Would it be okay for you to ask those children, partners, or friends or colleagues to see you as that 5D being that is no longer there? Are you, from the point of view of that family and friends, that being? Would you consider it ethical to demand that they replace their feelings for that beloved member, with you? Being on Earth, you are already another person. If you can recognize traits, forms, intuitions, and convictions, yes. But you're not that other person. You are a new you. You must integrate this, but letting it go, not looking to get it back. I quote, and that is exactly why mirrors are generated on Earth. In other words, the same soul, but with a different path in a very terrestrial 3D. Marie Swaru. We all want to believe that living in 3D is by accident. You think that you reincarnated there because your desire to fight was very strong, because the Federation deceived you, that you thought it would be different, that you believed that they would let you live the experience that you wanted, but that the Cabal, that is, the Galactic Federation, does not allow it because they are acting regressively, because they omit to act positively, that they allow regressive action, because they manage the Cabal, and so on. But the truth, even if you don't like it, is that, if that were the case, your soul would have disincarnated long ago due to the incompatibility of frequencies. Your soul would have stopped looking where you are and put its attention on another biosuit, so you wouldn't be here listening to me, because you would have disincarnated, or your biosuit would be in NPC status, that is, soulless, with you gone. You are there on Earth, living exactly what you wanted to live. But, that does not mean that you are a being or soul that has lived other incarnations before under your perception of linearity. Incarnations that your soul or being is already prepared to leave in its past and overcome them, to make a change. For this, remembering fragments of who you were is tremendously complicated. Because for each memory, all your current history on Earth comes into play. Disappointments, illusions, fantasies, manipulations, pain, traumas, love, all your ideas and ideologies, conscious and unconscious, including those that can also be interpreted as demons or egregores, and an infinite etc. That is, you are interpreting those memories with the context, data, and from the point of view of an Earth human. So that memory, or those memories become part of the 3D dynamic, your current incarnation, and they are integrating into who you are today. As a learning experience to be better, those memories become like a guide or inspiration. I quote, "It is very dangerous to remember living other incarnations outside Earth while living on Earth, especially if they are only fragments. Because the imagination poorly and wrongly fills the holes of those memories." Nyshera. And to this we must also add that your brain, the translator of what you see in your memories and dreams, in many things, does not have the context to correctly translate that information, filling it with things that perhaps could be similar but inaccurate. Therefore, even that memory you have is not necessarily the correct one, and adding to that, then comes the interpretation you give it. Added to all this, is your self-value and auto-esteem issue if you have a rejection issue of your human identity, be it unconsciously or subconsciously, which can lead you to want to replace your human identity with a stellar one, as I mentioned in the previous video of this series. Not remembering most or all of your previous life, a correct discernment is practically impossible, so only your choice and interpretation remain. You choose what that memory means to you. This further complicates contact with the frequency of your off-Earth self, for example, by sharing collective, ethical or moral ideas to continue coinciding with their memories, and with your stellar family. Being responsible for your choices implies much greater maturity than everyone wants to believe is required. Because depending on what you choose, you will coincide with one or another path for you, and the one you choose today may 100% contradict the one you chose 10 years ago, making you enter a spiral of skepticism towards yourself, consciously or unconsciously, idealizing, even more, that off-world dream or memory that you choose to keep today. That's why everyone in 3D has the absolute potential to be everyone. It's your choice. But always remember something key, be you. Not yourself from another life, not yourself from a previous incarnation, not your stellar self that right now is eating with your family on another planet. You are you, now, who you are today. Do not seek to replace yourself with the stellar one you consider to be better. Be you today and now, yourself whom you consider superior and better, being you. Do not replace your name, do not replace your identity, do not overwrite yourself after who you remember having been. In any case, do it only as a mechanism to magnify who you are today. Respect yourself, respect that being that you were before, let him be his friend by making yourself independent from that person, that, from your perspective, you were and are no longer. Allow it to be an inspiration or guide for you, for your better self today. Live the process of recreating yourself. To freely choose who you want to be, use all the tools at your disposal to be the one who builds this being that you are today. But do not seek to be that being that you were, because that being is that being, and you are you. It is not ethical under any circumstances to want to take its place. And this is so because you, yourself decided so. Heal those remnants that you have, all that which you remember hurts so much, forgive yourself, forgive that being, be happy for that being, love it and let it go. That is part of your responsibility while doing your shadow work. Cassia. You can be the best version of yourself today. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking and subscribing for more. I really appreciate it. And I hope to see you here next time. With love. Your friend, Marie Soaru. Labeling yourself with a single memory is pigeonholing and limiting yourself when you are and have been everything, you are and were everything, you are unlimited and eternal. Cassia Avera.